This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Fine, you're here. I'm here. So happy to good to see you again.
You too.
It's been a while since we've chatted either on Skype or done this.
Yeah.
So, but I'm excited that you are here doing my second one of these with me for the MCU series at least.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna start the movie up. But are you excited about Iron Man 2? I'm a little more excited actually after not this week's. But yeah. The previous week's What If?
I've only watched the first two.
Okay. So, episode 3 of What If involves... it actually tells us that Iron Man 2, Thor, and the Incredible Hulk all take place within, like, the same, like, 2 week period or something like that.
Okay, I could buy that.
Yeah, so...
I could buy that.
So I'm excited. So I won't talk about that What If, because I don't want to spoil it, because it is one of my favorites so far. I mean, I did love episode 2 a lot. I mean, the first one was good. They've all been really good.
Yeah. First one was good. I will say, like, the moment that I really loved it is she goes to punch this guy in number one, and his face does this, like, Pixar thing. Like, it's like Pixar face. I just loved it.
Yeah, so second one was really great. I mean, it was sad because it was the last, you know, Chadwick Boseman had voiced Saul before he passed away, so that was a little sad.
That was rough.
It was cool. So the third one takes place, like, what happened? It was, we're not spoiling it. The premise is what would happen if the Avengers, something happened to the Avengers. Like they die, basically, if they weren't there. Or something. So that's what the premise is of that one.
Okay.
And then the fourth one is really dark. it involves Doctor Strange.
I love Doctor Strange. Yeah.
So instead of losing his hands, what if he lost his heart? And you don't know what that means until you watch the episode.
Okay.
So I'm very excited. But anybody who is watching this, on replay, whatever, Ray Carcillo does a really great series here on Screen Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, I don't know if he does it, he does a lot of them solo, and I know him and Lee do stuff, so check that out, because Ray is like a fountain of knowledge and information when it comes to this stuff. Alright, Miranda, are you ready to start the movie?
I am ready to start the movie.
Alright, I'm going to hit play and let's go. We're off to the races.
We are.
Alright, so yeah, they were still under Paramount at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see there's no Disney thing here. I have not watched Incredible Hulk in a very long time, so I mean to watch that for the pod only version of this show.
Yeah,
because of my OCD, I have to.
Still going through
the Marvel.
Mm-hmm. I did like the new Marvel.
Yeah.
Introduction thing on What If, by the way.
Yes. I like the one they did on Loki, that one special time.
Oh, thing. Yeah. That one was great. That one was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here we are. We're in Russia here, and Tony, we basically pick up right at not far after first Iron Man, where he says he's Iron Man. And we got, we're in Russia here.
A lot of things happen, and like if you've noticed in Marvel movies, a lot of things happen in this part of the world where I live, like Slovakia, Slovenia, Russia, you know, countries, like it happens here a lot.
I love movies that globetrot, you know, go to different locations, like Indiana Jones, the Bourne movies. I love seeing different, the Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
I love it.
What's funny is Falcon Winter Soldier, there's actually a scene in there where it's like Bratislava, which is the capital of the country I live in. They're not actually in Bratislava when they filmed it. They were in the Czech Republic. So all the stuff that we saw in Falcon Winter Soldier, when it says they're in like Slovakia, they're actually in Czech Republic, which is funny, but I mean, it makes sense.
So we have Mickey Rourke here as a his character was Drago, Dragunov.
Yeah. Remember.
I'm having trouble hearing now the movie. Oh, that's why, because I was in the wrong direction. So this was during the Mickey Rourke renaissance, basically.
Yeah, kind of that comeback as I mean, he's good as the bad guy, though. Like
he is. He is.
I feel
he
like had, that's what he's good at.
Yeah, he had, I mean, the wrestler really was what brought him back.
Right.
And then he does this, and the first Expendables in the same year.
I didn't realize those were the same year.
Yeah. He did not have a big part in the first Expendables. But it was because that was really touted about, you know, it's Stallone and Schwarzenegger and Bruce right. Willis all together. And Bruce Willis and Schwarzenegger were barely in the movie, too.
Right.
He was like the Q, so to speak, of the Expendables. Like, he built, like, a lot of the tech for Stallone's character, I believe.
Yeah. By the way, because we're going through the list of names of everybody that has something to do with this movie right now, can we just talk about how amazing Jon Favreau has been to the entire MCU?
Yes. Like,
I don't know where the MCU would be without Jon Favreau, to be honest
yes.
with you.
He understood. He just, the guy can tell a story. The guy is, yeah, he just took great care in it, you know. I mean, and we also have, you know, Sam Rockwell is in this movie, mm-hmm. who is awesome. Don Cheadle replaces, God, what the hell is his name now? I'm trying to remember. Terrence Howard.
Mm-hmm.
In the role of Rhodey.
He replaced him.
I mean, Tim and I talked about that a little bit when we watched the first movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I could have seen. I don't think I could have seen Terrence Howard doing some more of the comedic stuff that Rhodey does, some of the lines and the banter. He's a little too stiff, I think.
I prefer
to be an Avenger.
Yeah.
There's the bird. Very important part of this. Justin Theroux wrote this. Wow.
That, I didn't realize that. I didn't either. It just popped up and I was like, wait, what?
So we got Iron Man 2. Yeah, because, Incredible Hulk kind of flew under the radar when it came out. So a lot of people assume that this was the next movie, and it's actually the third movie.
I think people don't pay as much attention to the Hulk movies as they do some of the other movies. I think they get forgotten about, to be honest with you.
Well, the first one is so maligned.
Yeah.
It was not the right director or stars.
And I know some people really don't like them. I enjoyed them for what they were, but I know some people just really don't like them.
Yeah. Here we start off. Here we go. You know, Tony flying around. It's gotten a lot better.
Tony being Tony. Suit.
Tony. It's like Tony's personal soundtrack is always an AC/DC song.
Right.
Yeah, we got it's Shoot the Thrill that's playing right now.
Kind of love the whole, like, we got the Rockettes, we got, like, the AC/DC, like, how much more American does he want to get?
I know.
He's not Captain America. Stark.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the Star. I would go to the Stark Expo. I would love to go to a Stark Expo. It's kind of like a modern version of the World's Fair. Like if Walt was around today, this would be with the it wouldn't be as flashy.
I don't know.
He wasn't like an egotist like Tony was.
Yeah.
But that looks so much like so cool to go to.
It's kind of like there's this expo that they do every year. I want to say it's held in like Israel, Jordan. Anyway, it's like all of the big government contract companies come together and be like, this is the tech that's like out there that they can share. And they're like, these are the new like vests. These are the new this. I've always wanted to go to that. Sounds really weird, but.
That's cool. I'm trying to go to D23 next year.
That would be nice. That'd be awesome.
It's right before my birthday. So, and it's going to be my
50th birthday.
the 5-0. So I would love to go to Disneyland that was like one of my goals, hopefully. And it just happens to coincide. D23 Expo is like a few days before.
Perfect. Like it just.
Yes. Sometimes things work out.
I love this part.
God, he is just so good. I love you, Tony. Somebody screams.
It's not even about us. It's about legacy. It's about what we choose to leave behind.
So what are your thoughts, though, going into Iron Man 2? Like, because you know the comics, mm-hmm. right? You, mm-hmm. So I had no preconceived notion going into any of these movies.
Okay.
You know, I just like, oh, look, Iron Man. I'm like, who's he going to fight now? And I didn't know any about his rogues gallery or anything like that. But so what were your thoughts going into Iron Man 2 when you first saw it?
So Iron Man, I didn't know much about as a character. Like, he mm-hmm. wasn't one that, like, I knew who he was, but he wasn't, like, as interesting to me. So I didn't know everything. So honestly, I came into it kind of like fresh, almost as if I hadn't read a lot of comics. Mm-hmm. So I went into 2 with high expectations because I thought like the general consensus is the movies can only get better, right? But then also the general consensus is kind of like sometimes number 2 comes out and it's a flop.
Yeah.
So I was a little like apprehensive as well. Like, you know. Why does this video that he plays just make me think so much of Walt Disney?
It is, because it is. It's literally, you know.
Like, it's him explaining.
John Slattery is great as Howard Stark here, but he's got literally almost the same exact hairstyle, the mustache, the posters in the back.
What's really
and that
funny.
Whole model, like when they start talking, because when Walt started talking about Epcot, you know, Epcot was really supposed to be a city.
Yeah.
Is that Olivia Munn?
It is Olivia Munn.
Wow. Yes.
That's Olivia Munn. That would be back in her G4 days, still, I believe. Like when she was trying to like be an actress.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I hope they bring her into the MCU though as something else. Sometimes they don't really. Hopefully they forget about that part. But but that was Epcot was supposed to be a city actually.
Right.
Not a and a World's Fair and all this. They're supposed to be like a self-running.
There's Stan.
Oh, there's Stan. Yep. Mm-hmm. There's Jon Favreau is happy, who became really like, you know, how much of a important figure he has become as a character in the MCU. I mean, he's there for Morgan, you know, during the funeral in Endgame, and then he's there for a big role now with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's like to be handed. Oh, subpoenaed. nobody can accept a summons like Tony Stark.
So I think I've said this before on something that you and I watched or in a podcast that you and I have done before, but this reminded me. So they showed that view of DC. Mm-hmm. So that view of DC obviously is a real view, but I found out when we were in DC that most of the time when like TV shows and movies are filmed there and they're like, this is the capital or we're here, they're actually not. Because like the rules that they would have or like what they would have to go through to shut down the film, it's just not possible.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, we did a tour where the lady was like, yeah, if it says they're in the White House, it's a soundstage. Like, they're not actually in the White House. Now, that aerial view that we saw, that is an aerial view of DC. Like, it's real. But I thought that was neat because I always assumed if they said they were in DC,
yeah,
but I guess
yeah, because you have to be so careful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I guess it's the same thing, kind of like they're actually were shooting in Prague when they said they were somewhere else. Like all you have to do is make it appear as if you're there, and that's all you need.
Yeah. Well, Vancouver doubles for a lot.
Yeah, a lot of filming happens in Vancouver. A lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's Gary Shandling as the senator. He's such a prick. The late great Gary Shandling. And kind of like an uncomedic role, which is something like really never saw him in. Oh, love Sam Rockwell. Senator Stern, that's right, yeah. Did you watch the one shot they just put up? It was from 2013, but they just put a one shot up on Disney Plus about. I forgot what it's called, but it has to do with Shang-Chi.
I haven't.
Well, not really Shang-Chi, but it takes place after Iron Man 3. And it's Trevor Slattery is interviewed in prison for a documentary.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't watched that.
So it's on Disney Plus. Highly recommend it. It's only like 11, 12 minutes, but watch it. I haven't seen Shang-Chi.
Oh, I thought you had for some reason. Time.
No. I'm actually going to see it tomorrow because I have to bring Jessica some stuff at college, so she asked me if we could go see it.
I saw someone on Facebook was like watching Shang-Chi, and I could have sworn it was you and your girlfriend, but I may be wrong.
No, she saw it with her son.
Ah, that's what it was. I haven't been to see that yet, but I did see Free Guy in Vienna last weekend. So. Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
That was great. That was great.
That was a fun movie. Yeah, Dylan and I saw that. There's Don Cheadle coming in as Rhodey.
The man. Mm-hmm. He is amazing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so amazing that, you know, you never would have thought this years ago, mm-hmm. getting actors of this caliber in these movies.
Right. But I mean,
go ahead.
No, I think so. Like we all watched Iron Man 1. We all really enjoyed it. And then I think when everybody came out and they're like, oh, we're replacing Terrence Howard. I didn't hear a lot of complaints. Like, no. I'm not being mean. Terrence Howard is good in his own right for, you know, different things he's done. But like, I didn't think he really was that great.
He doesn't come off as likable. Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle is like somebody like you could hang out with. You could have like fun with.
Yeah, it's like he would show up to the bar and he'd be like, hey. Yeah. You know, like, I'm just saying.
Yeah, plus he's a little bit shorter than Robert Downey Jr. as opposed to Terrence Howard, who I believe is taller than Robert Downey Jr. So it kind of changed the eye view, which changes the dynamic a little bit.
It does. It does change overall how people view things. Don Cheadle pulls out that uniform way better too. Like, sorry. I like this whole, how he basically is just draped across this chair. Like he doesn't really give a shit.
Wow, look at this. Is just amazing the stuff that Tony does in these movies.
Right?
He's
like that. What is he doing? What is he doing?
They're trying to recreate the Iron Man suit. And it's going bad. And yeah, I think they're Justin Hammer's, right? Contracts?
Yeah.
He's like, how do you unplug this? How do we do this here? Rhodes is just like, damn it, Tony.
There were things under my feet. I was like, what is down there? Something's touching me. My husband's shoes.
I have two animals sleeping over here. So.
I have locked them out of the room. What is your welcome? I like that.
He's smart.
I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna like clean the whole kitchen and walk out and be like.
Wow! It just tells him to fuck off, basically. You don't see that on C-SPAN.
No. I would watch way more C-SPAN.
Yes, I would. What are you feeling on birds? Have you ever had a pet bird?
So.
No. I know they're what I.
My theory on birds are that they're really pretty and I think they're great, but I want them to stay over there.
Yeah. Nice to look at.
Just stay over there. I'm not a.
So we got you drag off, whatever, working on something here. Ivan Vanko, that's his name, Vanko. Sorry, I apologize.
He just would look like he'd be like a drug or something, so I get it. He's so proud of himself.
Back here in the, yeah.
Oh, that would be
back
me.
Back here in LA.
I am the robot making that mess.
Yeah, we noted the personalities of these robots here. And he's always drinking some kind of thing. We don't know if he's like protein thing or whatever.
Well, I mean, he's really worried about his body.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes sense.
Wow. He's going through these things quick now.
So would you do this? Would you like have anything implanted in you like this?
Stay alive, yeah. If I had his kind of money and his kind of tech and smarts, yeah, you can definitely see it's killing them though. Oh. That's so cool they can do all that. Just stuff
that
in
would
the
be
air.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, I think I say it would, but like maybe it wouldn't. I don't know. I don't know.
I love that these personalities or something.
She's not wrong there, though. Like, no. I think I have that poster.
Oh,
in the, cool it's one. In the States in the storage building, but so I can't remember. But
I love their chemistry is really good too, though.
Yeah. Well, he always like, I just don't like that hair anymore.
I'm already feeling gassy.
He's just worried about his picture, and she's just going on, and he's.
I mean, also though, he's trying to distract away from his health issue because he knows her, and he really cares about her, so he doesn't want her to worry.
Yeah, never tell a woman not to worry.
Yeah.
Step one to making a woman worry more. Telling her not to worry.
Or. Hey, Pepper gets a promotion. Here, you can handle it. I'm just going to stay in here and do my Iron Man thing.
You do it.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to do it. If I had that suit and just got to, do all this stuff and everything, I would. Who's got a multi-billion dollar company? Right?
I would just like throw out there that champagne really isn't that great. Like, I don't know why people drink it. It's really not that good.
Maybe you've never had good champagne.
I don't know.
I don't like champagne personally.
No, here their big thing is Prosecco, which
Prosecco. They love. Well, no, Ellen has a friend. We were at their house one time, and they had Prosecco for the first time there. And like she like said Prosecco like every. Did you have a Prosecco? I'm drinking Prosecco. It was hysterical. I think I was doing a running count, and I kept whispering. She said, six times she said that word.
Oh, but they love them some Prosecco here, and Miranda is not a huge fan of it. And it seems like every, like for my birthday, I was gifted 4 bottles of Prosecco, and I was like, I don't like it. But I found if you mix it with orange juice, it's a whole other story.
Well, that's like it with any liquor, really. I mean, look, I'm not a whiskey
drinker, I am.
But when I was in Florida, I had this drink, a PB&J, and it was peanut butter whiskey with Four Roses bourbon and raspberry liqueur, and it was mixed together and strained. All that. Oh, our first appearance of Natasha Romanoff. So I went and bought the stuff. So, but Natasha's on screen, so I got to stop talking about
it. Yeah, I was like, Andy, boop. I think this was a really, really good introduction to her, of her. Like, yeah. A good way to introduce her, though, by the way.
Yeah.
I like that placement there. That's actually a Dick's Sporting Goods bottle and an Everlast. Oh,
yeah.
Like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cool with placement when it's, like, kind of just. Blood. It's
something he would have. He wouldn't just all of a sudden have a Pepsi bottle.
Right.
Oh, he's trying out.
He just looks so young.
Yeah.
They all really do, if you think about it.
Yeah. Favreau was a little lean at this time, too, for him. He goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Natalie Rushman, he's looking at her up. And you know she's got to have that. Yeah. No one speaks Latin. Yeah, she modeled in Tokyo. There you go. Oh, nice takedown.
That first reaction.
Oh, my God. I was like, Tony, put your eyes back in your head. I want one.
Oh, that's such a beautiful shot there.
Oh, Monaco, so beautiful.
I've never been to Monaco. I'd like to go to Monaco.
Neither have I.
I mean, I now have got to mark 2 major cities off my list, though. That was exciting. I've done Budapest and Vienna.
Nice.
In the last month and a half.
Wow. Well, take advantage of being over there.
Right.
Natasha's there again. Well, Natalie, she's going by right now.
Right. Natalie Rushman is what she's going by, I believe. Right? Yes.
Yeah, you can't deviate too much. Deviate enough.
It's just enough, though, that it that it works.
Hmm. mean, she played Black Widow in what, like 10, 11 movies, something like that?
You know, that's a good question. Let me see.
Yeah, I think so, at least. Well, you had 4 Avengers movies.
Yeah.
1 Iron Man. She was in 2 of the Captain Americas. Real life couple right there. Sam Rockwell and Leslie Bibb. Didn't we talk about Jupiter's Legacy, or is that me and Tim talked about it?
Did you watch it at all? I had every intention of it, and I still have every intention of it, so it must have been you and Tim, because I didn't.
Yeah. He I think he only watched a little bit. I watched the whole thing. I mean, she was okay in it. She plays the wife of Josh Duhamel's character, and she's a superhero too. It's kind of good because it told parallel stories, told like their origin and modern
times.
It's
like Josh Duhamel's dad, and then Josh Duhamel is right. Like,
no, it was Josh Duhamel. No,
his son. That's what it is. Josh Duhamel's like old guy. I love Josh Duhamel.
But the old Josh Duhamel, and then you had the flashback to young
Josh. I love Josh Duhamel though.
Yeah. So is Ellen. I heard that a lot.
After 11 years and 21 movies since she made her debut. I don't know that she was in all 21, though. That doesn't sound right.
No. Uh-oh. That's quite a jump in the toxicity.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that word. That's not a word I want to say. It's hard.
Toxicity?
Yes, there you go. Thank you.
I was like, which one?
Words are hard.
Words are hard.
He's running out of time here. He's on a, it's got like a ticking clock here.
I think I would kind of go like long hair, don't care, if that makes sense. If I was running out of time, I would just be like, that's so funny. Like, she's seeing what's going on the TV, but he has no clue.
Now, you being from the South, did you grow up watching NASCAR?
I did.
What do you think of F1, though?
It's quite a bit different.
Yeah?
Yeah. My husband enjoys F1. I don't watch it as much. I haven't watched NASCAR in a very, very long time.
F1 is good. I worked for... my first job in TV, I was working for Outdoor Life Network.
Okay, yeah.
We shared space with Speed Vision. We were sister networks, and they covered IRL, F1, those kind of races. So I saw a lot of that on the screens around where I was working. While I was sitting there working on hunting and fishing and camping shows, like going on in the background or in the next to that room.
I know really there was a race not far from here in Hungary not long ago. I think it was an F1. I'm bad at this. I don't know. I know part of it was on my TV for a while. I don't know.
That's hard, though. That is some hard driving to do. I like how in Cars they kind of brought both worlds together a little bit.
Can turn right and left in this one.
Yeah.
This is really cool because they do have these races in Europe a lot, and they close down like the whole city. Like they close everything down when they have these. Like, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. It's like it's like one big thing a year in some of these cities.
It brings in a lot of money tourism wise though. Yeah. So I mean, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. A lot of bulk under that outfit there.
Yeah.
What is happening? He's got some kind of going there. That's cool. That's pretty badass.
It's actually dangerous too, though. There's like...
Yeah. See, I don't know what Whiplash's story is from, like, the comics and everything, so I don't know how the interpretation compares. He's kind of cool,
right?
He's like the muscle.
Yeah.
Happy's got the suit. Better get your butt down there. They don't have the nanotech yet, so we can't just, like...
Happy just said, long hair, don't care.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oof.
Oof. That would be a deadly crash.
That would hurt.
Most likely.
I don't know. A villain like this, though, has limitations.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a little water on him. I think he would, you know, I'm trying to think, like, what the best counter would be for him. I guess if you fly and you get away far enough. Like, he wouldn't be able to take on, like, Thor. Maybe Cap. Definitely not Hulk.
No, probably not.
Yeah, a lot of them. I mean, Ant-Man could take him down very easily, get in there.
Oh, yeah. Stuff out. I don't think Ant-Man gets enough credit sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the kind that needs, like, you know, a counter, somebody to be with him to handle, like, other stuff. Ooh. Tony's like, oh, shit. Where's my suit? Ooh.
That would definitely knock you silly, like, for yeah. sure.
This is, he gives zero shits. He just wants to mess him up.
Well, he blames him, like, which happens a lot. The Starks get blamed for a lot. And I'm not saying that they didn't instigate. Yeah,
they're not instant.
They got blamed for, but the Starks truly get blamed for a lot.
Ooh. Happy with the save right there. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
The man has a suit on. Do you really think that's going to be enough to take him down?
Ooh. It's like, I kind of need that. Gwyneth is so good here. It's hysterical. Pepper. Oh, this is like a scare. Like, you know, this is like a nice scene, but it's hysterical at the same time.
Yeah, it's like
we're just how they're all reacting.
But we should be laughing. Like, it's just.
There you go. I tell you, he does it so many different ways in all the movies, and they're all cool.
I don't know which one's my favorite. Like, I don't know.
My daughter, there's some app where you can put your face on these things. My daughter did this scene with my face.
I did it. To me. It's a lot of fun. It's called Reface, I think.
Yeah.
It's great.
Face app or whatever.
I refaced myself to a Scarlet Witch. It actually works really well. I was kind of creepily impressed.
Oof. I'll talk about it when I get to the Avengers. Like, I love that part when Thor hits Tony with it and he's like power up to like 400%.
Oh, yeah.
See? Yeah, see, like, you know. Yeah. I think he's acting on his own here. Right? Oh, man, the suit got a little messed up.
Just a little?
Yeah. God, Mickey Rourke is such a badass.
His shoes, like, falling, like, his limbs are all... I don't know that I would have destroyed it. I would have kept it and tried to figure it out.
Yeah, like, analyze it, see, like, what the heck is he doing? Tony wants a moment alone.
Which probably wouldn't really be allowed to happen, but yeah. I mean, I guess when you have that much money.
So Mickey Rourke is 58 here or so.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he was born in 52 and this came out in 2010. So guy looks good for his age there.
Yeah.
This is an ongoing theme also.
Yeah.
With because it happens, you know, in Ultron too, about, you know, all the effects that the Starks have had on negative effects. As much good as they do
with right.
the weapons and the technology, you know, people that get affected by it, you know, collateral mm-hmm. damage. And it comes back to hurt them.
If you think about it, you're right. There's a lot. And that's mm-hmm. what I meant. Like earlier when I was talking about him and his dad, both, they get blamed for mm-hmm. a lot of things. And a lot of times, sadly, they are to blame, and maybe not in the way that the bad guy is blaming them, but
yeah.
somehow they had a hand in a lot of good and a lot of bad. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
A lot of tattoos.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't think I'm ever going that far.
Oh, it's just so Gary Shandling. This has that look on his face. Where he's trying to be like serious, but he's like can't help but like looks like he's about to tell a joke. Hours to make a gross looking omelet.
Jon Favreau did not make that then.
Did you see Chef movie?
I haven't watched the movie Chef, but I've watched the Chef Best show.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I've seen some episodes of that. The movie Chef is so good too. I mean, if you don't want a grilled cheese after watching that movie, there's something wrong with you.
I've seen that scene because
where he's like just sitting there and he's like,
yes,
checking it. Yeah. Oh my God.
So the guy that is in Chef Show with him is actually the one that like, he went to him and said, train me, I guess to do chef, the movie. And he was like, I'm not going to train you unless you're going to take this seriously. There's a whole episode about it. I don't know if you saw that one, but it's pretty interesting. The whole, like, and now they're like best friends and have this like whole relationship. It's they have an episode where they go to Skywalker Ranch too. That one was pretty good.
I've only seen a couple. There was one that like Jessica Mary watched because Tom Holland was in it.
He does. So. Actually, Robert Downey Jr. is in it as well. I just want to wash his hair. And not because I want to wash someone's hair. It's like, please wash your hair. If you ever notice, that's like any character he ever plays. It's like, please wash your hair.
As our friends would say, they have an ongoing list of what's called the Smell Club. Mickey Rourke would definitely be in the Smell Club.
He'd be in the Smell Club.
Something's afoot here.
Slightly.
There's some plot make it look like that he does.
Yeah, they wouldn't be that calm if a prisoner was just walking down the barracks.
Yeah, he's just walking. They're in cahoots. So it looks a lot better than a prison, huh?
Yeah. I'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing here, but it's not prison, so thank you. Can I have a shower, please? Because my hair is disgusting.
What would you be thinking? You walk in, there's a guy eating in a hangar with his private plane behind him. I wonder if we'll see Justin Hammer again in the MCU.
I don't know.
I mean, he does make an appearance in that one shot. I can tell you.
Okay. I love the fact that he had Italian ice cream flown in from San Francisco. If I was paying to fly in something, it wouldn't be from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Just saying. I can't remember. Most all of those tattoos are actually his, right? Like,
I think so. A fair amount are.
I thought so. That's a nice way of saying I am fucking loaded.
Yes, and you ain't got shit.
You're broke. I'm rich.
And you're broke, and you built that whiplash stuff. And like, if I give you some money, you could build something better.
Well, I mean, then you have to wonder. If he is living in, like, the slums in Russia, how did he build that?
I'm sure
major ingenuity there.
I'm sure he stole a lot of his parts there.
I'm just saying, that's some major ingenuity. Where it's like, is he actually financially sound? I have a lot of questions when it comes to the MCU and, like, money and, like, where does this come from? How do people survive? They did a really good job in Falcon Winter Soldier, where they actually talked about that. It was a conversation I'd had with Jerry about a year prior to that coming out, where I was like, you know, I need the real life day to day. Like, where does their money come from? Like, how do they live? Like, do you get paid for being a superhero? If so, how much? Like, I know that sounds like a little too in depth, but I needed to know.
Yeah, you want to ground in reality.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to make it an alternate reality where it is grounded in reality, mm-hmm. there are day-to-day things that I need explanation to.
Yeah.
The chemistry between these two is really great. Like, the friendship that they build by the time we get to the end is just, it's a great one.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of what happens too in the comics, right? There's always like a, somebody takes something and makes it their own or tries mm-hmm. to steal tech and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we saw that in the first Iron Man with Obadiah had his suit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Apparently there was an ad open in the background. Those always scare me too. Like, we're 48 minutes in and it hasn't played and now it decided to show its face. Hey. When I get the hiccups, it's like, oh.
I've always wanted to get one of those t-shirts that they have with the thing on it. Mm-hmm. Should have looked when I was at Disney a little harder. I really hope they settle that contract, whatever that. I heard it's a very involved contract that they have, that Universal has the rights to the theme park rights, the Marvel characters to East of the Mississippi. So, because Universal just bought Aerosmith's entire catalog. So, who knows? Oh. They must have a Rock and Roller Coaster. They've talked about changing that ride anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the drones or the, whatever they are. He hacks it in like 2 seconds.
Quite impressive.
Never mind, I got it.
Would you want the ability to be a hacker? Like, I don't know, there's different levels of hackers and different kinds, but like, if you could, would you want to be? Would you?
Yeah, why not? I mean it's the way of the world. I mean, computers control everything. If you can work your way into it. Justin Hammer, you know, is all smug and thinks he knows everything, and he just comes in and he's just like, yeah, this isn't working.
He really doesn't know near as much as he thinks he does. He's just like super rich, basically. Yeah.
Super rich and has some base level knowledge.
Base, but like he even thinks he's better than Tony, obviously, and Tony is way smarter than he is. Like, I think maybe that's what gripes him so much about Tony, is that he thinks he is Tony, and he's just not.
Yeah. Yeah, I could take dump in front of you. I could do that. Don't need robots for that. Yeesh. Wow, 89%. A little sexual tension here, although it's played, you know, as part of
my that's life. Obviously very much on purpose.
Where are you from? Legal. I like that.
It's the wrong shade, by the way. Just saying.
I wouldn't notice that. Oof. I wouldn't be able to down a martini like that.
Pepper's like, oh, dear God.
Oh, no. Play by Tony's back. DJ AM. Wow, that shows this is a little dated.
I would say. Does anybody even know who that is anymore?
No.
Sir, I personally guarantee that in 24 hours, Iron Man will be back.
Never personally guarantee that Iron Man will do anything.
No.
You're going to be... not great.
Uh-oh. Tony's being an ass.
He's had a lot to drink at this point.
Yeah. You know, like you saw Batman doing that. You know, you don't see Bruce Wayne getting drunk with the Batman suit on.
Well, no, because he doesn't want anybody to know he's Batman. That's the difference, true. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of the difference in a lot of, if you think about it. When we look at Marvel, everybody is open. Like, I am this person. I am Ant-Man. I am...
for the most part, you know,
and in... DC, that just doesn't happen. Your identity stays secret.
Yeah. Just be in the suit. It's got filtration.
She's right. The party's over. Then again, the party was over for me like an hour and a half ago. The after party starts in 15 minutes.
She's like, no, that is not what I meant.
Oof. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
oof.
Highly dangerous.
Uh-oh. Rhodey's seen about enough.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? I told you if you didn't get it together, they were going to take your suits. Well, I'm going to take your suits.
Oh, boy. It's a watermelon. How many kids watching that will get that joke, the Gallagher?
I don't know. At the time, though, they probably would have. Like.
Uh-oh. You
don't deserve to be out of the shut it down. Give me a 5 beat to beat my
He's like, okay.
This is a really good song for this sequence here. I'll give it.
Well, it's a remix because you got Another One Bites the Dust with It Takes Two going in there.
I can't think of, yeah.
I mean, you know, Rhodey goes and puts the suit on too. I don't think he has ever used the suit before this.
No.
I'm like, how does he like know what he's doing? Like he.
I don't know.
See two guys with suits fighting. Get out of the way. I mean, Rhodey's probably a better fighter, but just doesn't know how to use a suit like Tony does.
Oh, yeah. Tony's just had way more practice, basically.
Yeah.
Well, and he's also got that, you know, like when you're really, really drunk and you think you can take the world. And you probably can because you're drunk, but then the next morning you're like, oh, I should not have done that. I think Tony's got a little bit of that going on right now, too. Like,
ooh. Oh, no, you just didn't. Put your hand down. You think you got what it takes to wear that suit? You don't have to do this, Tony. You want to be a war machine? Take your shot. Put it down. You going to take a shot? Put it down. Drop it, Tony. Take it. Ooh.
The amount of financial damage we have.
Is that covered under insurance? Do they have Iron Man claws or superhero claws?
There is a, I think it's on TikTok or something. I don't remember. A friend sent me the video and she was like, it's basically an agency for like insurance. They're like, oh, don't worry. You know, you have this insurance. Oh, Spider-Man's there too. You don't have the Spider-Man claws. Okay, hang on just a second. And she's like clacking and she's like, okay, added. And then she gets off the phone call and she like pans over here. Like it's talking to her boss or something. She's like, hey, I got to go move my car. My Spider-Man insurance hasn't kicked in yet. And like runs out.
That's funny. Rhodey's like, ah, F this, I'm out of here.
I don't blame him.
Like, Tony's being a dick.
Tony's good at being a dick, though.
Well, they don't know, like, how sick he is and that fact that he's like, you know, he's like, what else do I have to do? Let me just get hammered. And...
I think this movie is really where we start to see him change and like grow.
Yeah.
Cause he stays arrogant throughout the whole thing. Let's just be honest. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a growth that truly happens. And a lessening of the ego also takes place as well. Yeah. I feel after this movie. Yeah, I don't know how I would react either, you know?
Yeah, Rhodey's got to learn how to use that thing.
That was my only thing is he put it on and just made it there really easily. Yeah. So, like, is it that easy to operate? Like, yeah. That's, you know what I'm saying?
I love
like,
this iconic shot here.
It's great.
I have to ask you to exit the donut. See, now this scene is in What's If. What If? Sorry.
Yeah. How's it working out
Of course, when you're hungover, what do you want? Coffee and donuts, of course.
No. Hash browns and eggs.
Yeah.
Which I can eat hash browns and eggs even if I'm not hungover. Yeah. But. Pancakes.
Soaks it up.
Pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm hungry.
It's first, so now she officially is Black Widow.
Yeah. Well, actually, he took it, then kicked his ass.
Yeah. That was a Thor reference right there.
Yeah. I don't know, this guy, he just always has the, like, even his smile is like this douchebag, like, I just can't with him.
Yeah. He gets his bird. His nuff bird.
This is not my bird.
We got this all the way from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, even if it's not the bird, I mean, this is a gorgeous bird. I mean, you know, look, get so attached to things, learn to let go.
Very rudimentary.
It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing to my stuff here? He's like, I'm building you an army, not suits.
Right,
somebody.
Not a.
You said no problem. That's what you said to me. You said no problem. Now I need suits. The government wants suits.
He's like, yeah, and I'm trying to give them to you.
Those drones, they look like Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Yeah, they do. I didn't think about that. And I don't know why that stance military guys do when they're thinking about something. I don't get it.
Yeah.
They all do it. Before anybody gets mad at me, my husband was one, my brother is one, my grandfather was one. Just don't.
Good work, Carl.
That is a horrible salute there, sir.
What is this?
House got a little messed up from the party, huh?
Wonder how long that takes to repair. Is it like, are you just so rich it's repaired really quickly? Like, you think that eye patch is uncomfortable wear?
I don't know.
It looks like it would dig into your like skin, like.
Now we get the backstory between Funko and Starks.
You don't get the backstory?
No, we're getting it here.
Oh, I thought you said I still don't get it. And I was like, some backstories are very, you know, like sometimes they're like, okay, so that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's one of those, like, you go back and you watch this now and you look back on it and it just takes on a whole different meaning. Like, we didn't know then. Well, that's what is it they say, if I knew then what I know now.
Yeah.
Like, it just changes a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, Coulson's back.
I actually really love Coulson. I know a lot of people don't care for him, but I really like him.
No, I do. I too. I like him. I mean, you know, when he dies in Avengers, spoilers, you know, that was a moment.
Yeah. Authorized by Director Fury to use any means necessary to keep you on premises. If you attempt to leave the threat of playing the games, I will tase you and watch Super Nanny while you drool. Super Nanny, actually was kind of an interesting show.
Yeah. I've seen a bunch. Mostly for work purposes, but.
I was going to say, you probably have to watch a lot of that stuff for work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's his father's arc reactor. Or something his father was working on.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure it out. And here's Rhodey. It's kind of, you know, Rhodey stealing the suit. Yeah, because it's not really the War Machine suit yet.
No. Yeah. That sucker would not be allowed in that hangar. Just saying.
He doesn't look like he could handle a firearm.
He doesn't look like he could, but he also looks like he'd be one of those characters in, like, the Kingsman movies or something where you wouldn't expect him to be able to do anything, and then he just, like, blasts the whole room.
Yeah.
Handling it with white gloves, though.
Well, he doesn't want his fingerprints on it either, so.
Maybe. They're looking at him like, you're so weird.
Your references are lost on us.
kinetic hill sidewalk where it hit the secondary cyclone literally on the edge burst.
So many big words.
Makes me think of the noisy cricket from
Man in Black.
When we watched
I'll break this thing.
Yeah, and he gets all like angry because he gets the tiny little thing,
and then he fires it, and he's like, "Ah!" Speaking of Men in Black, if you'd like to hear Miranda and I and watch along to Men in Black, we did that for an episode of Laughing Theater. So
yeah, it was a couple years ago. He sniffs that like a weirdo, but then I smell books, so.
Yeah. I just realized Rhodey has that ability to buy all this stuff.
Not quite how that would go.
Yeah. So it shows about the partnership here that Nick Fury talked about.
It would be kind of weird to see how, like, your parents' decisions or inventions heavily affected or both good and bad other people, and how, like, you have to pay for that, like...
He's got a height projector. That's the outtakes.
Oh, little Tony.
Little Tony. Take it in. I love models. I mean, if I could, oh, God, when you see like the, you know, you go to like a museum or anywhere and you see.
Yeah.
Like, this was the original model. Like, whenever, like, she, like, Imagineers, like, building models and stuff, like, when they built the one for Radiator Springs Racers, I was like, oh, I want that. Just put it in my house.
Yeah, I seriously still feel like if you put this up next to a video of Walt, like, he could be an excellent,
Walt Disney, I think Tom Hanks did a good job.
I enjoy Tom Hanks.
And if you pull out all the stuff, like, from, you know, the other stuff from the movie, and just concentrate on the Walt and Pat Travers, I love it. The other stuff, I'm kind of like, I don't really care. Or you watch Tomorrowland. If you watch the beginning of that one, where they talk, where they have the expo. I love that part of it. The rest of the movie's kind of crappy, but.
Tom Hanks, by the way, also did a wonderful job playing Mr. Rogers.
I still haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's so good. This guy, actually, I don't know if I've ever showed you pictures of my dad, but he reminds me of my dad so much. The guy that plays...
John Slattery?
Yeah.
Well, I think they have, what is it? I think it's actually two or three different actors played Howard Stark. Because you had the young Howard Stark. I think it's two or three. I think at least two. Now. Like people handing him things. Are you the Iron Man? I love the Iron Man. What? I don't know if I could have that in my office all day. That would drive me crazy.
People would come into my office and I'd just be like, I'm like paying attention to it.
Like, what are you talking about?
I feel like it would be very like calming, but then I would like pay attention to it.
Right.
Are those apology tomatoes?
I think those are strawberries.
Do what?
I think those are apology strawberries.
Oh, are they strawberries?
Yeah.
I didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, they're not flowers. Although, strawberries are good. Those are really big fucking strawberries.
I guess they're growing big in California.
I guess. Where I'm from, at one point, was considered the strawberry capital of the world.
Wow. There's a strawberry festival here next weekend in one of the local towns.
Yeah, we used to have a strawberry festival every year. Hmm. It was great because it was always in May, so it was like at the very end of the school year. So fantastic. I like that we just keep getting these the shot of strawberries. Like, that would be really rough being the person that always has to like say I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Or all the stuff that Iron Man does and that Tony Stark does. Like, if you separate the two of them and everything that they do, like, could you imagine being the person that's like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, oh, we'll pay for that, I'm sorry. Like, it has to be exhausting.
Yeah. I think trying to keep up with Tony Stark has got to be exhausting on its own.
I feel like it's taking care of multiple toddlers who drank espresso. It's not for me. Not for me.
He's like, not now, Tony.
He's like, why? Why?
It's just me you don't care for. Get your shit out of the office, Tony. See, that would be me, like,
yeah, oh. Or I'd just be staring at it, like,
like the people that have those.
Oh yeah, I had a teacher that used to have one of those on his desk, and it just went like the whole time. The problem is, again, I would just be like staring at this thing on his desk. Just
yeah, it's so distracting. I had a teacher that had when I was fifth grade. He had Smurfs on his desk. And if you knocked one over, you had to write an apology note to it. Catholic school. What do you want me to tell you? Explains a lot.
When I was in high school, I had a teacher. I was really big in the ag program. And if you got caught cursing, which have you met me? You had to write these things called George Washington's. And apparently there was a speech. It's only about a paragraph long. That Washington used to give all the time. He was very well known for it. I'm sure you could look it up. But anytime you said a cuss word, you had to write, like, if you said shit, so you had to write the Washington four times.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
So cool. The fact that you can do that with a model and just...
Just...
just really, really get down deep into it.
So the show CSI had been doing things like this for a couple of years beforehand. Mm-hmm. And everybody just assumes, by the way, because I worked for a police department for a long time, they think you could do this. Like, there are people out there that think that all police departments can just do what Tony Stark is doing right now.
Yeah.
No. School projects would be amazing if you had this.
I know.
But then everybody would have been expected to be like,
yeah,
really like good if we all had this.
Yeah. Well, it's also like kids today, like you can look anything up on the internet. We had to go,
to the library
and you learn the Dewey Decimal System.
Yes. And then
you use microfiche.
Oh God, microfiche.
Get ready for a major remodel, fellas. We're back in hardware mode.
And say, that is not easy.
Yeah. No, it can't be.
No, it's not easy. This robot is like, what are you doing?
What is happening here?
I feel like if this robot had a face, it'd just be sitting there going,
huh?
Like my dog, when she hears a noise, she doesn't understand.
That is pretty cool.
Thanks to the home team, Colson. Even though you're back with Spurry, you have to let me work for my ball. Just doing it.
Oh.
That's it. Bring it. This is exactly what I need to make this work. Let's coil. Go.
Yeah, because we know Coulson is a Captain America freak.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a fan.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know if you could not be, basically. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, if Captain America were real, how would you not be a fan?
Mm-hmm.
How would you not be a fan of all of them? I mean, honestly, that's true.
Well, it's like, I love Iron Man. Tony Stark, though. That's what people would probably say.
And maybe that's why Bruce Wayne has kept his identity secret, is because people love Bruce Wayne, but a lot of people hate Batman.
Yeah.
And then people love Batman and hate Bruce Wayne. So. And also, when your identity is out there, like, people are constantly trying to, like, attack you and your family, and they take people that you care about. People don't really do that to Bruce. Then again, yeah. he doesn't care about anybody.
Yeah. Whoop.
No, not the books.
By Jove, I think he's got it.
tore off half the lab to get there, but we got there.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's so shiny.
Mm-hmm. So pretty.
I don't know. It was blinding. I was like, ah.
Now that is cool.
Big difference, actually.
Yeah.
What can you make them do? I mean, this is a weapons demonstration. You can make so much.
His fingers literally look like sausages.
Yeah, he's working on his own stuff, you know, when he should be working on the drones.
I mean, you have to admit you saw that coming. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying.
Well, I saw see that coming. You know, Justin Hammer's kind of an idiot, so.
Oh, yeah.
I love that bird, don't you? You know what? Take the bird.
Big tough guy, and you take his bird away.
Take his shoes.
He's like, I don't give a shit. I took your stuff. Tattoos on my feet hurt.
I never. I don't have any, so I don't know. I have no frame of reference.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6.
Well, you have that big one you just got.
Right? I do. I have a really big one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have balls to, like, you know. Talk to this guy like this.
I would not. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, clean your room. I'm just kidding. Do whatever you want.
I'm cool. We're cool.
We're cool. You want some hot pockets? Brownies? Okay.
How about an Eggo? Hot pocket.
Hot pocket. We don't have hot pockets here.
No?
No. We really don't.
My son just got into hot pockets. Yay.
My son hates them.
Oh.
But my husband loves Totino's pizza rolls. We don't have those either here.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like going to be the first thing he gets when you come back to the States. Get me some Totino pizza rolls. That's all I want.
Right?
He's like, really? You know,
I mean, they were some big guys, so I could understand them thinking, oh, we can take him, but they're like, did you see what he did to the racetrack?
Did you not watch Monaco? He's got those two guys hanging.
Is that blood on his hand?
On Vanko? Yeah. Well, he just killed those two guys.
Oh, that's true.
They're both sitting there hanging. Basically, he's like, I'm coming for you, Tony. Tony's like, damn it.
See, Justin Hammer just looks like a douche. I'm sorry.
He does. Oh, boy. Tastes like coconut. I hate coconut.
Hmm. Oh, I always forget that you hate coconut.
Do.
I had a cake the other night that was basically just this much, like, super thick, rich chocolate and coconut. That's all it was. That's all it was. Like chocolate ganache and coconut. It was nothing else.
No.
I like coconut. And I was
out to dinner and like looking at the drink menu. Like coconut, nope, 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 nope. Peach schnapps, nope, nope.
Oh. What happens when a white man thinks he can dance?
That. The overbite and everything.
Even Pepper's like, what the fuck is wrong with him?
What are we doing?
She's like, God.
He's like Tony's little brother that like got kept down by the man.
Well, you know what it kind of reminds me of? Have you ever, you've watched Phineas and Ferb, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah.
And then his brother. It's like, my brother, the mayor. Nobody takes me seriously. It's just a hammer. He's like, ah. I just want to control the tri-state area. Go swimming along and the army goes crawling along. Sorry. I actually really like this part. Like, yeah. I think it's really cool that they've designed these weapons.
And they're distinct for each branch of the military.
And they actually have for each branch, like their own, so you could tell like who they're with.
Yeah.
Then again, like, why don't they make their own branch and be like, these are the drones? But we did that. It didn't go well. Never mind.
Yeah. That's a cool presentation.
It really is. Like, I'll give him that, but at the same time, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, today I am proud to present to you the very first prototype in the variable threat response battle suits and its pilot, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel James Rhodes.
I mean, this would be phenomenal. I won't even lie. Like, yeah. Without getting political, like, mm-hmm. If we could do this satisfactorily, that's how you sleep. The benefits that there would be exponential, in a kind way of putting it, I guess.
Yeah. Superhero landing.
Right.
Superhero landing.
Why do you always land like that?
You're a poser. You're a poser. You just do this posing.
Poser.
Say, hey, buddy. Uh-oh.
That would be the reason why that maybe they wouldn't be a good idea, though.
Yeah.
The hackability.
Yes.
Would have to be strong, like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have drones now, though, so.
Yeah.
I like that. On what?
Oh, crap. Oof. That'd be some scary shit.
Oh, for sure. Again, it goes to the whole, like, you thought you were safe with the superheroes, and then they end up having to, like, attack the building that you're in. The consequences.
Yes, I do. In fact, if your guy hadn't showed up, this wouldn't be happening. So please now. Thank you.
I like how Pepper's like, what is going on right now?
How did she do that?
Why did she do that? Well, I mean, she saw her take out Happy, so she has to know that she can do this, but...
Well, she still doesn't know that who she
is. No, she doesn't know who exactly she is.
Yeah, there's all these giant robots running around with all this military. Damn, they are outfitted.
I truthfully would be terrified, like, beyond terrified.
He's just sitting back like, yeah.
Happy does not like to let anyone else drive.
No.
We're like several movies deep, and Happy still ain't letting anybody else drive. Speaking of Happy, did you watch the new Spider-Man trailer?
Yeah, I did. It's a, I think it's a lot of misdirection.
Oh.
Like, that is not Doctor Strange.
I said, like, without, I looked at Jerry and he was making fun of me. I was like, he looks strange. And he's like, well, he is Doctor Strange. And I was like, no, like, he looks strange. Like, something doesn't look right.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know my Benedict.
Yeah. Now, people say that this is Peter Parker underneath this. That's like an urban legend or whatever. And that's what inspires him, like, getting the science and stuff.
That would be a cool Easter egg, and I buy that story. So if somebody really wanted to believe that theory, I would allow them, because there's nothing that says that it is or isn't. He was a huge Tony Stark fan of the current iteration of Spider-Man. So, yeah. I mean, I think it could be.
Can't blame Happy for having some issues driving there with that going on in the backseat. That's funny. I had a car that had a very sensitive alarm that I would park it in front of this club I was working at, and sometimes, like, some of the Charter Oaks would come in, and if they started their bike near my car, my alarm would
do it. Yeah. I had a car that you could barely brush it. So it was like I'd have to park at the far back of parking lots, because if someone parked too close to me or, like, brushed my car trying to get into their car, it would go off. Mm-hmm. So annoying.
He's like, what? Why are you on this effort?
She's like, I really don't need your help. Happy is kind of a secret badass, if you think about it.
Yeah. This is such a cool scene.
There we go.
Right, and then mommy, daddy. Yep, there's the pose.
Poser. She's a poser.
He's like,
we've been who's that? Rewatching several of these, and I notice it even more now.
He's like, ah, oh, fuck it, just send them all.
That would be ultra annoying, like having your glasses broke like that. Like,
yeah.
Did Natasha break his glasses when she slammed him down?
She might have.
I'm not sure. How do you not give yourself whiplash? Like flipping around like that.
Well, like, I guess you're trained.
Yeah, there's still no way that you're still not like dizzy.
There's Happy still with that one guy.
He Mike Tyson him.
Good job, Happy. I got him. He's so good, Natasha. It's like in Beverly Hills Cop. Way to go, Rosewood. You're some kind of cop.
Right through Africa. Australia's on fire.
Yeah. I'd be like, there's two huge dead dudes here. You know, Charlie, we want to mess with this guy?
Right, like. Not only are they dead, he hung them.
What is it? Now, this is like, what, a terrarium setup or something?
Yeah. I bet before this got jacked up, it was a really nice place to go visit.
Yeah.
I would enjoy it.
Yeah, should be fun. Have you ever been to New York?
I have not, actually.
Oh, yeah, you would love the botanical gardens and stuff in Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is supposed to be a queen, so.
Right. Her hair looks like a wig. And it may be, I mean.
Pepper's like, what's happening?
They argue at the most inopportune times.
Always.
But it's what makes it, like. Don't be mad. I am mad.
Hey, come online. I'm good. I don't want this anymore.
You're like, no, you trashed it. I don't want it now. I would like to propose that whatever they use that make those suits waterproof and safe, they start using in phone technology.
I think eventually we'll get there.
Right?
Maybe I've lost a couple of That's phones right. during my...
You have the big gun. You are not the big gun.
Hmm.
Video game logic. Think about it.
Yeah.
Die in a really beautiful setting.
Yeah. It's a nice view. Oof. That's a good, some good action here.
I do like that there's like grease and oil flying almost as if it were blood.
Yeah.
No, that sounds weird, but like that's the reality of a machine like that would have like oil and stuff to make things work properly.
This is very video game esque.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that's cool. I'm Justin Hammer. You can't arrest me.
Right. She's like, that's all you can think of right now? Like, seriously? In the rubble and the chaos.
Yeah.
Yep. Again, video game logic dictates that, like, it's not the final battle. Like,
here comes the boss.
Right. Got, like, the mini boss or the trash that you got to take out to get to the boss, the main big guy. And then there's going to be a monologue. And then you got to kill him. Typically, that's how that works.
Oh, it's that thing that he was smelling.
The noisy cricket.
Mm-hmm.
The bust.
That kind of went off like a fart in church.
He's perfected this suit quite a bit more than the others.
Yeah.
It's not going to go down as easy.
Yeah.
Although, I do have to give him credit. The lightning rod whip things are pretty cool added touch. I mean,
well, it's like, it's kind of like if like Iron Man, like, you know, bonded with Scorpion from Mortal Kombat, kind of.
That's what I was going to say. It's very get over here.
Get over here.
I'm glad I wasn't alone on that thought process. See?
This is why we do these things together, Miranda. We are in sync quite often.
Oh, you got an idea? Would it be a hero? What? Really use a sidekick? What the heck? This is your idea? Yep. High five, buddy. High five. It's a COVID high five. Can't actually touch each other.
Well, it's because, you saw what happened last time, though, they did that.
Yeah. So.
You're gonna mess this guy up doing that. He's like, what is happening here?
Robert Downey Jr.'s eyelashes are something to be envied. That's like the third time that they showed them where you can see them, and I'm like, this is not fair.
Now I have some issues here
with this part.
Because now it becomes basically the end of Predator.
Yeah.
And it's kind of derivative. All these drones are rigged to blow. We gotta get out of here, man.
Pepper? She's gonna blow!
Like every drone, not just the ones in the terrarium.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you would want them to do that and self-destruct because, like, then the competition ultimately couldn't get the technology. They couldn't steal it. Because it'd be in bits. Like, it'd be destroyed.
Yeah, I did okay.
I think I did okay.
It's like, I had a tough day too, you know, lady.
Right?
Oh, we finally get the Tony Pepper.
It only took how long?
Almost 2 movies.
Will they, won't they only last so long with me before I get really irritated? Mm-hmm. I had forgotten about that line. Oh my God. See?
Ah, here we go.
Here we go. One
more, hints at the Avengers initiative here. Wonder how much we knew about the Avengers at this point. I'm trying to remember. This is 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Avengers comes out in 2 years. We knew Thor was coming.
Mm-hmm.
We knew Cap was coming.
I think if you read comics, you probably hoped that's where it was going. Because until now, our experience with comic book movies hadn't been super great, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Somebody may get mad at me for saying that, but I feel like anything leading up to this that was quote unquote comic book related hadn't done.
Yeah, you hadn't done where it was all these different characters having their own movies and then coming together in a big one.
And I think doing these really set an emotion that you could link them all together and you could continue the storyline and make it work.
Yeah, and DC screwed theirs up, so. They Justice League came way too early. We did not get enough solo movies before.
I agree.
It was too dark, too.
Been more solo before Justice League. Justice League should not have been introducing these people. It should have been.
Should have been no introductions in Justice League, except for like maybe minor or something like at the end. Mm-hmm. We should have had all of them should have been established before then.
Or introduce just one new one. Something.
More AC/DC. The way he delivers lines.
He's like, He means it when he says it to him. He's like, you deserve this. I really don't want to be saying this to you. I hate you.
Oh, Funny how annoying a little prick can be.
He's trying so hard not to laugh there. Yeah. See? I'm just going to start, like, I'm going to clean the kitchen. I'm going to be like, mouth.
That was fun. So we got a little time till the post credit scene.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what's been going on. What do we got coming up on, you know, some of your pods, some of my pods, the pods we do together? What do we got to tell people about who are watching this, you know, not live, but when they come on to Stream Lounge and they find it? And this will be released as a pod. Mm-hmm. You know, down the line. I want to get the Incredible Hulk one out, though, beforehand in pod form, at least. But what do you got going on with your shows that I'm not involved in?
I have Telly and T on the feed that you and I share.
Yep.
Where they can find all of the shows you and I do have together, which are three.
Well, we have two series that we do together, and then we appear together on other shows like this.
Yes. And then I have Telling Teeth with our friend Ben on the same feed, Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. I also have Geek and Sassy with Jenny over on the Jenny position. Mm-hmm. And you and I are going to try to make a regular habit out of doing this here and being on Stream Lounge if the guys will continue to have us, of course. I feel like I have a lot, but at the same time, like, things have been on a little bit of a hiatus. It's summer, people travel, things like that. So
I took a little hiatus at, you know, in August. I took some, didn't do as many pods. Excuse me. Yeah. We had some in a can because we were pretty ahead on Disney, Disney pod. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have The Rescuers coming out. We're recording this Labor Day weekend. So if you're listening or watching, Rescuers is going up at the end of September. And then after that, we have a couple of pods. We start getting in your wheelhouse, right? We have Grey Mouse Detective coming, Black Cauldron, Fox and the Hound. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Steve likes that movie, but
he does. He does.
I love Steve, but he is so different than the two of us. Like, he likes movies that neither we don't really.
Well, he actually likes one of my favorite that most people don't like, which is The Grey Mouse Detective. It's one of his very favorite.
I like it. I don't love it. I like it though.
I love it, and he loves it. So this will be fun. That one will be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
You know, we have our Muppet Pod, the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, Muppetational podcast.
Yeah, you did it. Did it? Do you have it pulled up?
No.
Huh?
I'm getting good at that. I tell you, Miranda, it was so good to go to the Muppet Vision again. I am praying to God that they never close that.
Never.
It had a decent crowd when I went. I mean, I went. Really? You know, it was hot. I mean, the park was crowded. We had done, you know, we started with Star Wars because we luckily we got a boarding group for Rise of Resistance, and we had about 3 hours, I think, approximately from when
you
the park opened.
3 hours?
Well, no, it was like you have the boarding group, and we were in group 35, so the estimated time was about 3 hours after the park opened that we'd be able to go on.
Okay.
Something like that. Like, it was like 11:30, I think, was our estimate, which we did. So we did Muppet Vision later on. It was so nice. So I literally could stand in that queue for an hour and just look at the sight gags. And
it still is right around the corner, correct?
It's near Star Tours.
Oh, Muppet Vision, yeah.
But because Star Tours is not in Galaxy's Edge.
They didn't move it.
They left it where it is.
They left it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Galaxy's Edge is a little a little ways away from
I went when things were starting to be closed off and they were finishing Toy Story Land and they were starting all the Star Wars stuff.
Oh wow.
Which has been
five years.
Actually, it was for Caden's 10th birthday, so it's been 5 years.
Yeah, I was there 3 years ago. Toy Story Land had just opened and they were still working on Galaxy's Edge, and now this time it was just I have a lightsaber.
I do as well, but
I don't have it yet because my aunt, I didn't know you can actually bring it as a carry-on, but my aunt who drove we left it with her, our lightsaber, so I'm going to get them in a week.
Cool. We drove because we lived in Alabama at the time. Mm-hmm. So we drove. Yeah.
So what else? I got Laughing Theater. So I'm going to be doing some here. I'm going to do some pod only.
We're going to do Spectacles, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, Blockbuster Rewind. Yep. You know, it's funny too. Is like, you know, you pay attention, like, you know, to the like announcements, and they just announced Seinfeld is going back to Netflix or going to Netflix or something. And what is Netflix is one of the ones they support here.
That is true. It is supported.
I'm kind of like, that is very tempting to live watch Seinfeld. So maybe. Maybe. I know there's talk of somebody in our crew doing a Simpsons live watch pod or series.
I would love that.
And that could work out for you.
Yes, it would.
Because time-wise, it narrows it down now who it could be, but you're only an hour difference.
I kind of have a thing for the Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. So... we haven't officially announced it yet, so I won't say who it is. Who's working on getting something like that starting? But yes. So yeah, check out all the fun stuff that we have. You know, Mount Rushmore. You know, check out the wrestling, PlayStation Wrestling Network. Check out the Jenny Position where Geek and Sassy is. And also, love it. You love your MCU content. They have a great pod there, The Journey to Infinity. That is Tim, Jenny, Justin, and Scott. So here we go. Post-credits scene time. Yeah. This is like, I had no idea what was happening here.
I didn't know to expect it. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't lie. I remember when I saw this in the theater, I was like, everybody was like, stay. Like, the people at the theater were like, stay. And we're like, why the fuck are they doing
this? It still amazes me now that people get up at the end of Marvel movies to walk out.
I have friends that own a theater, and they tell me that they have to tell people, like, there's nothing at the end of it, like, different movies. They have to be like, hey, there's not anything else. Some people are like, I know.
I get Coulson here.
I love him.
It's Mjolnir. I mean, I knew what that was, at least. Thor's hammer. You don't need to know comics to know that Thor's hammer.
No. Because, yes, it's comics, but it's also just mythology in general. And most people, at some point, were obsessed with mythology. Well, I was.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So, Thor will be the next movie on this rewatch. I don't know yet who will be doing that with me. But I expect to see Miranda back again at some point for some more movies here on the series and Laughing Theater. Mm-hmm. And check out the Muppet Pod. We'll be coming back soon. We'll make some time to do that.
And maybe we'll do something Muppet related here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we definitely are doing Muppet related here. We did say when we get to the end of a season, we're going to live watch Muppets movies on here. Yeah. So we will. I mean, yes, we are a little behind schedule because of just scheduling purposes, like getting in the way.
Life happens.
So I think, what are we, 3 pods away from the movie, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, because the next episode of the Muppet Pod, we are covering episodes 13 through 16 of season 1.
Mm-hmm. And then, we'll do 4 at a time.
Then there's 17 through 20. And then I think there's either 22 or 24 episodes. So yeah, for 3 pods. So figure if we do, hopefully we like to do 1 pod a month on this show. So figure by December we should be doing a Muppet movie live watch. So looking forward to that. So look forward to everything I get to do with Miranda because we have so much fun together. So thank you, Miranda, for joining us. Thank you, everybody who is watching this on the rebroadcast. Everybody who's listening in pod form, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Miranda? I forget.
No.
Yeah.
It's late. I don't know.
It's late where Miranda is. All right.
It is.
Cool. Yeah. So once again, thank you, Miranda.
Yes, so much thank fun. You.
All right. So Thank you, Stream Lounge. Take care, everybody.